last name is Lenny, L-E-A-N-Y, first name Jane, Mary, J-A-N-E-M-A-R-I-E, date of birth 9-12-54, date of birth 1-22-13, reference physician Dr. Schlossberg, S-C-H-L-O-S-S-B-E-R-G, PMD Dr. Tetral, T-E-T-R-E-A-U-L-T. This is a 58 years old female with history of leukopenia, unclear etiology period. Patient is followed by Dr. Schlossberg on regular basis. Period referred for evaluation for symptoms of pain with a strange distribution described as pain in front of the neck, upper chest, and abdomen, and wall. Period. The symptoms are much more pronounced at night when patient is laying down and putting her hand on the abdomen or chest, and very the skin, both in abdomen as well as chest and interior part of the neck, is very sensitive to touch and has a significant dysesthesia. Period, no rash or swelling. Period, patient reports that she started these symptoms more than 6 months ago after developing a rash to an antibiotic. Period, patient has been seen by dermatologist and is ruled out for any skin problems. Period, patient also seen by ENT, no throat or neck problem identified. Period, patient is being seen by upstate neurology in the past for dizziness and was ruled out for any possibility of a seizures. Period, patient has history of chronic migraine involving predominantly right hemisphere and right orbital region, infrequent, every once to twice a month, and sometimes the migraine could also be a possibility for dizziness, confusion, and unsteady gait. Period. Patient denies any history of dizziness at this point. Period. Patient states that these feelings of discomfort is persistent and mostly at night when she's trying to sleep. Period. Patient seems very anxious but denies any history of chronic anxiety, depression. Period. No history of any fibromyalgia. Denies any psychiatric condition or treatment for that. Period. Past medical history, borderline ANA levels, but no definitive diagnosis, comma, hysterectomy, comma, appendectomy, and gallbladder surgery, comma, inflammatory bowel syndrome, medication, Nexium, calcium, multivitamin, and fibers, allergy to rosuvastatin and codeine, levoquin. Family history, mother 88, history of cancer and stroke, father deceased, Parkinson's disease and prostate cancer, siblings, healthy, social history, patient is married, works as a county clerk, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug abuse, social drink of alcohol, review of system, no visual problem, no ear, nose or throat problems, no chest pain, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary system, no hematologic, psychiatric, endocrine problems, period. Examination, vitals, blood pressure 100 over 60, pulse 68, weight 114 pounds, fully alert, normal speech and language, good comprehension, period. Patient is very anxious and irritable, period. Cranial nerves, normal pupils, extraocular muscle movement is intact, no facial asymmetry, neck is supple. Fundus examination is normal. Significant tenderness in the right occipital region in the distribution of the occipital nerve. Period, neck is supple, no bruise, period, no rash or edema, no rash on the chest, neck or abdomen, period, scar mark in the abdomen, midline incision from an old surgery for gallbladder removal, period. Motor strength 5 by 5, proximal and distal upper and lower extremity, normal muscle mass, no rash, period. Sensory light touch, pinprick and vibration, intact and symmetric, bilateral reflexes, plus 2 biceps, triceps and brachial liaisons, 1 plus at knee, 1 plus at ankle, bilateral symmetric. Negative Babinski gait is studied, no dysmetria, no cerebellosans, period. No peripheral rash or edema, period. Assessment, 58 years old, right-handed female, with history of intermittent headaches, consistent with chronic migraine, coma, history of dizziness and unsteady gait in the past, which is resolved. Period. Patient has a history of a drug allergy more than 6 months ago, and following that has developed dysesthesia and pain sensation in front of her throat, upper part of the chest wall, as well as abdomen, period. Very sensitive to touch, and symptoms are more pronounced at night, period. No rash, swelling, or edema noted. Period. Clinical examination is normal, period. On the basis of examination and history, there is no definitive pattern to patients. Complaints and could not be correlated with any underlying structural lesion, period. However, a non-specific neuropathic pain could be a possibility, which sometimes can be seen in patients with fibromyalgia, without any correlation with underlying structures, lesion, or a specific nerve root pattern, period. A patient's clinical examination is normal, period. Plan, I discussed my evaluation with the patient that no underlying definitive structural pattern of the pain is determined at this point, period. The possibility of a neuropathic pain which does not have any specific pattern period, will give a trial of Tegretol, since a neuropathic pain often responds well to the Tegretol, low dose, 100 to 200 milligram in the evening, to see if this this will help improve the symptoms. Period. There are other options for trial as well, but at this point I'm not certain if which of these medications will be helpful. Period. Patient seems very anxious but denies any history of anxiety or depression in the past. Period. No definitive pattern to the to any underlying structural lesion of these symptoms, and it's somewhat difficult to put it into a definitive diagnostic pattern. Period. I have discussed my evaluation and treatment plan with the patient. Period. Will reevaluate patient in a month after trial of Tegretol, and if this did not work, will give a trial of Neurontin or possible Lyrica. Period. Patient also has history of migraine, which is intermittent, and Motrin or Tylenol with caffeine helps the symptoms. Period. Patient does not need any prophylactic treatment because the headache is infrequent. Period. Will follow up in 1 month. End of the patient. CC Dr. Schlossberg, Dr. Tetro.